Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. We pray for a breakthrough, and God's plan may be to break us through it. It is said that if translated the original Greek in Matthew 7, verses 7 to 11, might say, keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. That certainly describes perseverance, pressing in, or the attitude that I'm not giving up because I don't get an immediate response. We are such a microwave generation. We want, and sadly we want it now. Oftentimes we're like a child that just wants his own way, and somehow when we pray to God, acting like he's some kind of genie in a bottle, oh, we're very sophisticated about it, and we can pray some beautiful prayers, but please, give it to me my way and my time, please. I think we often come upon hurdles or closed doors or windows that are not big enough for us to pass through, and we pray for a breakthrough. But I think sometimes God's intention is to break us through it. He's trying to achieve something in his overall plan that we are part of in some way. I am convinced that prayer helps us get on the same page with God. I'm convinced that prayer isn't there to override God or even to get him to change his mind. But by being faithful in our prayer, we learn to focus on God's faithfulness instead of our circumstances, which, by the way, may show no early signs of changing. Show me, where in our prayers do we lay our problems at the foot of the cross? Where do we turn our troubles and our woes over to God and trust him to do what needs to be done? I think oftentimes we pray thinking we know what the correct answer should be, or we just want a positive outcome and result. But I think oftentimes God is trying to affect a change in us, and maybe even those nearby, because whatever our reactions and actions, they will create some kind of ripple effect that will change somebody else. Praying tenaciously builds up our trust and at the same time teaches us to depend on God instead of rushing in where fools fear to tread. Believe me, I'm an expert at this one. God's promise is that in his time he will give us an answer. But a lot of times it doesn't look the way we expected it to look. In my life, sometimes it's just a fact that I survived. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, or that my fear wasn't realized at all. And isn't that so often the case? We take on this spirit of what ifs, and fear just starts to run rampant within us. It brings out this demon within us that is so angry, unreasonable, completely speculative, and oftentimes unwilling to receive the godly counsel God has sent our way. Prayer helps us to lift our eyes to heaven instead of focusing on our troubles. When we place our hopes in this life, I'm convinced that trials will continue to lead us to despair. And I have always felt that until I learned the lesson to trust in God, I just seem to automatically condemn myself to have to repeat the same lesson over and over again until I get it. Yeah, you got it. Groundhog Day. Trusting in God is not an event. It's a process. It isn't something that we just received in one large settlement. I believe that we build on it every day by reading God's word, by praying, and ultimately trusting in his sovereign will for our lives. I also believe that we can walk in the joy of the Spirit, and we can also walk in victory even when we may be in the valley at the time. Look up, my friends. Where does your hope come from? If you're local to us, may I close with an announcement of our upcoming small group session at Grace Family Church. It'll be on Tuesday nights, June 21st through July the 12th, from 7 to 8:30. This is a great opportunity to regather your group or join a group for a four-week summer session on prayer. I pray you've been staying in touch with a group, and please invite them to join you and invite their whole family. We have three powerful speakers, including Pastor Mike Moore, teaching on prayer. Each week after the teaching, we'll break into groups and have questions about the topics for discussion. And then we'll all come together in prayer at the end. The last night will be a special evening of prayer and praise and applying the topics we've learned as we enter into worship together. This is a great opportunity to invite new people to experience groups and learn about prayer. Please don't hesitate to call or email or ask questions. I'd love to know if you and your group might be attending and how many. I pray that you have a Jesus-filled day.